this age of decadence, lack of direction and purpose, God has raised seven to raise models of integrity and power. Models that will rise above the limit of their birth, backgrounds and circumstances to dimensions beyond their imaginations. Come, let God show you how the vehicle of grace can take you from where you are to where He has ordained you to be. Grow in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ through the preaching and the teaching of a word of life. Join God's choice servant for the world of His grace.
Holy Spirit, we ask that you will help us again this morning. Spirit of grace, speak to us. Open our hearts of understanding. Let the entrance of your word gain. Let the entrance of your word give us understanding. Let the entrance of your word give us light in the name of Jesus Christ. And after today's service, let every one of us go home with reasons to testify in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you, for in Jesus' precious name we have prayed. Can your amen be louder? If you have not smiled this morning, please look at somebody and give the person a warm smile. A very warm smile. Those of you who have not smiled today, a very warm smile. Irrespective of what you are going through, God is more than able. Whatever challenges you are, that is facing you, God is more than able. I'm telling you, God is able to the task. And I've said it before that God is always several steps ahead of the devil. So everything you are seeing today, everything you are going through, will turn around for your good. It will turn to you for a testimony in the name of Jesus. All right, it's our family Thanksgiving service. And this morning, I want to speak on what I've entitled Marriage Killers. Killers of marriage. There are so many marriages that are at the verge of death. Some are about to give up. There are marriages that are experiencing different kinds of troubles. 2 weeks ago, a friend called me and said, "I am tired." I said, "What happened?" He said, "My wife just sent me, he sent back the divorce, marriage certificate, and said I should go and apply for divorce." Now, the painful part of it is that we hear of this among Christians. Christians who are supposed to show a good example of marriage. Christians who are supposed to be our good followers of what God has said concerning marriage. In fact, people are supposed to look at our lives and decide to be married. Our daddy today is marking 42 years. Good example. You see, if he's around, his wife is beside him. They are always coming to church. They are going home together. 42 years. Year 1, 10, 20, 30, 40, 42. And they are still standing. Your marriage will continue to stand, sir. We are supposed to be examples for others to follow. I agree with you that marriage is not easy, but marriage is sweet. It depends on how you work it. You work it out, you work it well, it will be sweet. If you don't work it well, it will be bitter. Ecclesiastes chapter 9, verse number 9. The Bible says, "Live joyfully with the wife whom thou lovest all the days of the life of thy vanity, which he had given thee under the sun, all the days of thy vanity, for that is thy portion in this life, and in thy labor which thou takest under the sun. Sir, your portion in this, once you are married, your portion is your wife. Your portion in this life is your husband. And God is saying, live joyfully with that woman. Live joyfully with that man. Create an avenue for joy. That's what the Bible is saying. Create an avenue for joy in your marriage. Every time I talk about marriage, I will never forget to say that, why did you decide to marry that man or marry that woman when you know that you will come to a point in your life that you will not agree for settlement? Ecclesiastes chapter 2, verse 24. Chapter 2, verse 24. The Bible says there is nothing better for a man than that he should eat and drink, and that he should make his soul enjoy good in his labor. Man, why are you suffering yourself in your marriage when you're supposed to be enjoying yourself? Woman, why are you suffering yourself in that marriage? The Bible says there is nothing better for a man, for a woman, than that he should eat and drink, and that he should make his soul enjoy good in his labor. This also I saw, that it was from the hand of God. That's the desire of God for you, sir. For you, man. I don't know about you, but I have made up my mind to enjoy my marriage. Somebody's not talking now. You are not talking. Because some of you are not in talking terms. You are not talking because you have showed your wife. You have showed your husband. So you are not talking because your wife is looking at you. So very sorrow and sorrow. One of the things I discovered is that people don't prepare for marriage. And if you don't prepare for marriage, you will have a lot to repair. You have a lot to repair. You know, sometimes I relax, and most of the time when I want to relax, if I've overworked myself and I want to relax, there are two things I do. I look for comedy videos, and I just laugh. I laugh. And then sometimes, to keep my wife company, because she likes home movies, so I just sit with her. You know, sometimes you just have to love what your wife loves. Love what your husband loves. Or else your food will not come on time. So I was watching a movie yesterday, and this is a lady, and she was 19 years old. And it's a true life story that was just 19 years old. And the father lost the wife and decided to take another woman. And this woman, maybe true life story, but it's very rare. This woman, very good woman. Very good woman. Loved the daughter. I mean, the stepdaughter. Loved her so much. Was ready to do anything for her. But this stepdaughter did not like or did not love this woman. Hated her for whatever reason. Hated her because the woman came to take the place of the mom who is dead. And this man mourned her wife for 4 years. I think the man tried for 4 years before he decided to decide to remarry. And the sister and the lady said to the woman, he said, if it was my mom that is alive, that my mom wouldn't have remarried. He said to the woman, you have taken the love that my father had for me the moment you came in. And she said, I want to be married. I am tired of this house. And then forced herself on a man. And eventually the man impregnated her. And there was no choice. The man came, the father cried. But the father accepted the dowry and said, I'm not going to do any party for you because you disgraced me. You embarrassed me. Now 19. And there are so many ladies today who married at that age. 19. Some were impregnated. And there was no choice for them but to go and stay with the man. And then when she moved into the house of this man, this is a man that she didn't take time to study. And then discovered that the man is one devil incarnate. And we beat this woman. I mean, is she a woman? We beat this girl, 19 years. Beat her to stupor and then beat her to the point that she lost the pregnancy. And then they measure food that she will eat. You know? And these are some of the things that happens in real life. I told you it's a true life story. And beat her. And she cannot go out. Collected her phone. She can't use her phone. She can't go out. The security man was not allowed to go out. She was not prepared for marriage. And eventually, when they were able to rescue her, she came back home and apologized to her stepmom. That now I understand what it means. I now know what you are going through. Now she was not prepared for marriage. There are so many people who were not prepared for marriage. And so that is the reason why most of us we behave the way we behave. You were not prepared. Now because of time, let me give you, as time will permit me, maybe 5-6 marriage killers. What are the things that can kill marriage? Number one is lack of purpose. Lack of purpose. Singles, this is for you. Why do you want to be married? Every time they come before us in the counseling room, most of them, they are not able to pass this question. Why do you want to marry this brother? Why do you want to marry this sister? Why? You want to be married because time is against you? Age is no longer on your side? You want to be married because you want to leave your father's house? Your parents are not rich, they are not wealthy. You want freedom. Some want to be married because they want freedom. They want to be free. Free from the messages. They send me too much, but I want to be free. I want to be on my own. Why do you want to be married? Purpose. Ecclesiastes chapter 10 verse 15. The word of God says, the labor of the foolish will let every one of them because he knoweth not how to go to the city. So no matter what you do in life, if you lack purpose, if you lack direction, you will end nowhere. Not just in marriage. Whatever you do in life, if you lack purpose, if you lack direction, you will end nowhere. Without definition, there can be no destination. So you must define it. There must be purpose. God's servant, my father, Reverend Yemi Grisman Adloju, once said, he said, don't marry a man because he has television. You remember? He said, marry him because he has vision. Vision for a man that does not have television, vision will buy that television. I see sisters running after people to marry because the guy is warded. Most of our sisters, you ask them, what are your characteristics of? They will tell you, you must be rich, must have a car. Some sisters were discussing one time, and one sister said, if the guy I'm going out with, if he doesn't have iPhone, what iPhone was out then? If he doesn't have iPhone, Kiniko, I can't remember now. Somebody said, any man I'm going to marry, if he's not ready to get a house help, house, I am not, I can't come and kill myself. Some people, they got house help and they killed themselves. They want to see the kind of car the brother is driving. You ask a brother, what is your brother's own gun service? I was talking to a brother once. I said, oh, this one that you are running and running and running, and every sister is saying no. What is the problem? I say, well, you know. Yeah. I don't want to marry somebody who is ND. I want masters. Maybe she's running a PhD. I don't want a liability for your wife. It won't go on liability. Purpose, Proverbs 29:18. Where there is no vision, the people perish. But he that keepeth the law, the Bible says, happy is he. So people die where there is no vision. Life without purpose is a wasted life. If you are in a marriage without purpose, you are wasting life. You are wasting life, sir. Such a life will never find peace because of lack of purpose. Understanding purpose delivers people from wrong companionship. Singles, hear this. It delivers people from wrong companionship. If you understand purpose, we will know by the friends you keep. You understand purpose, we will know by the association you keep. Understand purpose. It delivers you from wrong companionship and relationship. You will know who to marry and who to associate yourself with when purpose is understood. Not everyone is qualified to be your friend, sir. Not everyone is marriable. Not everyone. Some of us, we've gotten married to people that detest our vision. So not everyone is marriable. Find purpose before you marry. If you marry for the wrong intention, you will end up in detention. There are so many people in marriage who are in detention. I'm telling you. Those ones who are married, they are married already. But you that you are not married, you don't want to end the detention. Ensure that you understand the reason or reasons why you want to be married. Number two killer of marriage, secrecy and secret sin. Psalm 19 verse 12 and 13. Psalm 19 verse number 12 and verse number 13. The Bible says, who can understand his errors? Cleanse thou me from secret faults. Verse 13 says, keep back thy servant also from presumptuous sins. Let them not have dominion over me. Then shall I be upright, and I shall be innocent from the great transgression. Secrecy and secret sin. They are major marriage killers. You are as restless as the secret you keep. You know, when a man is keeping secret or a woman, that is not restless. If there are secrets in your phone and your phone rings, you begin to sweat. You know, that's one of the way wives know that there's something wrong. When phone rings, pick the call in the presence of your wife. You don't need to run out. Somebody say bae. Now you begin to sweat. And then you pick the call. Instead of calling, you want to talk to... Okay, let me mention my name. You want to talk to Shola. Hello. Taiwo, move on. Taiwo. Shola do answer. A man was in the bedroom. And the phone rang. And he ran out of the bedroom. Why? Because the wife picked the phone. Honey, your phone is ringing. Motibaigbe, hey? And the man tied towel. Ran out with soap all over his body. And the woman ran out of that. The man followed. The woman ran outside the gate. The man followed on the street. Monique Ogbe, Ogbodogbe phone now. Ogbodogbe, Ogbodogbe. And the woman was shouting, Ele, Magbele. God's servant, our father, has told us before, if you have nothing to hide, thank you, you are true sons of your father. If you have nothing to hide, you have no reason to be afraid, sir. My phone can ring as many times. In fact, my wife helps me to pick my calls. In fact, sometimes in the bedroom, I will tell her, pick the call for me. I don't have anything to hide. Pick it. I will tell her sometimes, I'll tell her what she should tell the person. I will say, who is the person? Pick it. Tell the person, this. You are my PA. Secret sin, it can kill our relationship. You are in a courtship and you have secrets. It can kill that relationship. I have seen where brothers are double dating, triple dating. Ongbe meta. And I asked someone that said, you have this one, you have that one. Only Mofe check. What are you checking? It can sink a marriage. Secrecy. It can also take one to hell. Now, not dealing with such secret or secret sins can kill your marriage. And the truth is that you can't hide for long. You can't hide for long, sir. You can't hide for long. You are in extramarital affairs. You can't hide for long. And some of you, your wife knows that you are cheating. I think it's time for you to stop. It doesn't pay. It drains you. It doesn't pay. It's a killer. It doesn't pay. It can cause you embarrassment. It doesn't pay. It can destroy your destiny. Why extramarital affairs? I said to people, and I say it again. What is it that your wife has? I mean, that woman has that your wife does not have? Name it. The strange woman. What is it that she has? That your eye is just going... And you are looking every woman. You are interested. You are not satisfied. It can kill. Luke chapter 8 verse 17. He said, for there is nothing hidden that will not be disclosed, and nothing concealed that will not manifest or be exposed. So the question is, what are you hiding that is taking your peace from that marriage? What are you hiding? Can you let it go and resolve with your wife or with your husband? There are women too that have extramarital affairs. Yes. Most of the time, the women, their complaint is, "Is not satisfying me enough." Wagbe Morani. It's not an excuse for you to go outside. You will manage it. You will do what? One manager. One manager. In marriage, there is no sacred secret. Genesis chapter 2, verse 25. The Bible says concerning Adam and Eve, he said, and they were both naked, and they were not ashamed. Nothing secret about them. There is no secret in true marriage. I ever have talked to intending couples, I tell them, if you have any secret, tell her now or tell him now. Let him decide that he will continue. Let her decide that she will continue or not. Don't wait until after marriage for her or for him to discover that there are certain things you are keeping away from her or from him. Because the day your spouse discovers that there are things you are keeping away from her or from him, that day trust is broken. And once trust is broken, marriage is gone. It will take the grace of God for that woman to trust you again or to believe you. Especially women. Once you break their heart, it is difficult to mend that heart. Their hearts are very soft. So be careful that you don't break the heart of a woman. You might never be able to mend that heart. So anything you can't tell your spouse can't help you, sir. Anything you can't tell your spouse can't help you. No secrecy. When it comes to marriage, I don't have any secret. And that's why I say anytime I go to preach, it's even helping me. I always say in marriage ceremonies or marriages or when I talk about marriage, I say, don't try me when it comes to marriage because my wife will hear. So that is helping me. Sisters are not coming to. You got what I'm talking about? You don't got it? Forget about it. I've said it before. I traveled one time to Ijebu-Ode to go and see one of my property and some of my clients. And as a woman heard my voice, she sent the daughter to come and call me that she wants to see me. I went with one of my staff and then we entered, we sat down. I was asking the daughter, where is your mom? He said, the mom is taking a bath. Okay, so we waited. So when the woman came out, she came out tying wrapper, right? They call it wrapper. Tied it around her waist. And then I don't know what she rubbed on her body. It was geeking. They shine. They shine, 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 shine. Oh, shine, shine, oh, shine, shine. So I was seated on the three seater, and then she came and sat on the hand of the three seater. Pelu shine shine. So I was wondering, what is wrong with this woman? So she now said, when I heard your voice, I said, thank God, thank Jesus that I wanted to see you. In fact, I wanted to call you. I had an issue. I want to discuss with you. Please, can you let me tell your partner to please excuse us? I said, excuse? You know, pastor mind. Boy, only wala over kabawon. So I told my staff, I said, go outside, but don't go far from that door. That door, don't close it. Just stay by the door. If you hear egg by me, my eye don't see something. And she started. She even called me pastor because she knows I'm a pastor. Pastor, thank God for your life. I have an issue. Well, what's the issue? My husband left me. The worst part is that the nurse that is taking care of us, that's where he moved to. If I had rented a house for her, both of them say, what do you want me to do for you? I thought she wanted to say, please pray for me so that my husband will come back. He said, I don't even care about him anymore. All I just need, that I need a guy that will be taking care of me. You know, like you now, you stay in Ibadan. You know, from Ibadan, she was even giving me from Ibadan to Ijebu is about 45 minutes. At worst, 1 hour. Toba Jade be 1 hour. Toba De Ijebu, at least Toba Kpada be around 5. Nobody will know that you came to Ijebu. Akoma Jade, Amama Shere Wole Shere Jade. And then if you want to go for a party, I will just send you the sample of the clothes. You will buy it. You will give yours to the tailor. They will sew. Then you will send my own through any vehicle that is coming to Ijebu. Or you will just wear the clothes and come to Ijebu. And I looked at her. I said, do you know who you are talking to? Mumu, you called me a pastor and you are into. I said, I don't do that. Your wife will not know. Who will know? Who knows that you are in Ijebu now? I don't do that. So I began to counsel her and began to minister to her. And then she didn't want to listen to my ministration. She now said, you know what she said to me? He said, don't you have a friend like you? I said, when I say, I don't do that. You don't expect me to have a friend like that. You're my friend, right? Do you do that? You don't do that. So I left. Secrecy. Immediately I got home in the evening. As my wife put food on the dining, I say, babes, come, sit down. See what in my eyes see to do. So I told her everything. And then she laughed, saying, wow. Thank God I told her. 10 p.m., my phone rang. It was Mrs. Kaindi. Her name is Kaindi. My phone rang. And I looked at it, Mrs. Kanye. I just gave my wife the phone. Money, moti so when tell her, but me down, see. So my wife picked the phone. She said, hello, ma. Hello, are you the one that is troubling my husband? He told me, he said he was in Ijebu today, that you did. And then she opened my phone. Then later she called again. I said, my wife, give me the phone. So I put it on speaker. And I said, you mean you told your wife? I said everything. I didn't leave anyone out. Everything. That was the last time she called. And the next thing I hear is that she moved out of the house. She has to move out. She moved out of the house. Secrecy. I've told you before. The sister was calling me. I love you. I love you. I will pick the phone, hello. What I will hear is, I love you. Voila. Hello, who is this? You don't need to know who is speaking. I just love you. I just love your voice. I want us to go out together. Who are you? Are you born again? Motumbri, are you born again? You're born again. Only I'm born again. I said, which church do you? Only don't worry. Which department? Well, Osha and the choir, but not this church, huh? Osha and the choir. Mwani, okay. He said, just arrange a room. Let's meet. You know, pastors, see, don't flaunt your anointing. I will have said, I am anointed. When I get there, I will just speak in tongues. And then she will give her life to Christ or rededicate her life. Whoa. Emi will speak in tongues. Unnecessary. Why would I be wasting my tongue? I just called my wife. I said, there's another, you are my PA. Although my mommy said to a lady, no, there's a woman, a lady that is calling me. Her own is, I love you. Please. So she called back. Hello, she thought I was the one. Hello, you know, the one. I love my wife. I said, ah, you are the one that is loving my husband. He told me, why are you loving me from afar? Let me arrange lunch. And then you just come and let's have lunch together. Only lunch, okay, lunch. And then she called back. I know the calling back is to apologize. So I picked the phone. Ah, you told your wife. I told her everything. The way you are saying the love, I told her. That was the last time she called. It helps. Husbands, it helps. Wives, it helps. When you have no secrets, it's destroying marriages. You keep a lot of secrets from your spouse. Destroy marriages. There are men, you hide so many things from your wife, including your money. Why am I she carpet? Why am I kilo day? Kilo day? Eh? You are hiding money, you open carpet and you hide it so that your wife will not see it. You get one small money, you are sweating, you are looking if your wife is around, you are counting she's coming, you hide it. What? You will finish the money. Is it no money? And maybe because some women, they don't know how to manage. So women, learn how to manage. Your husband is afraid that if you see it, you will finish it. One man say, ah, sir, I can't show how. Tobati ribai. Until the money finishes, she will not stop asking. So women, but I know women, I know good women, they know how to manage. Yes, there are good women that knows how to manage. In fact, anything you give to them, they will add to it, they will multiply it. My wife will say, my wow, you don't believe, say that 100k will you give me, Sha? Ah, that 20,000, I say, yeah, dear. You will give me back, or I will give you. Tomorrow again, the transport that you gave me and the money for feeding, see what I bought. I bought fruit, I bought this, I even added my money. You will give me back. Calculate it. One thing, calculate your community. I never finish paying. She don't calculate. It don't plenty like this. I never pay finish. And they pay small. Sometimes I'll just look. If money comes, I'll just transfer money to her. I will say miscellaneous. Then she will say, what is miscellaneous? I say miscellaneous, no. Miscellaneous. Give yourself rest of mind. When I keep money, I don't bother myself to count how much is there, because I'll give myself hypertension. If I count how much is there and I come back to check. If my wife opens my purse and she's taking money, I don't look at what she's taking. If I look, I might give myself hypertension. So I take my eye off. Take anything you won't take. If you like, empty the purse. When you open the purse again, and you don't see anything, you go rest. Marriage is sweet, oh. Men, I beg, the pity for your wife. There are some of us to the point that there are some cars you have that your wife cannot touch, cannot drive. Waiting. The thing that will soon go out of vogue now, very soon another latest one will come out. Let her drive what you drive. Let her. Don't hide anything from your wife. I'm broke. My wife gives me her ATM. I know her ATM. I know her PIN. She knows my PIN. If I go to, I've said it before, I'm just saying it again for those who did not hear me. If I go to the ATM machine to take money, I don't check her account balance. You know why? I don't want to give myself hypertension. If I check, I might be tempted to take more than what I ask from her. So I don't bother myself. I just go, ping, ping, ping. If it's 20K, 20. Remove the card. I don't check. But some of you men, a man called me one time and said, ah! I said, Pastor, I said, what happened? He said, I never knew that my wife has money more than me. I said, how did you know? Ah! That it was, as I said, you give yourself a pattern. He said, when I check her account, I said, what you find, go there. When I check her account, my heart make boom. She has been collecting and collecting, so she has a kind of, is her money. Your responsibility as the man is to provide for the house. Is to provide for the house. Her own responsibility is to support you. If she refused to support you, she has not sinned. She's only not wise, but she has not sinned. She's not wise, but she has not sinned. So take your eye off her money. You provide. Ask God for grace to provide. Marriage is not scattered because of this. And the next time he wants to give, he's telling her, I can only afford this. He has more than that. You go and take from your own and add to it. You don't say that to a woman. You don't tell her, go and take from your money and add to it. You too, you have money now. Are you not working? What you will tell her is, babes, or maybe sweetheart, you are calling your, or maybe sweet. What do you call your bed? Okay, your pet. I say, a little naira bed. He said, my pet. My best. Wow. Aww. Our best. Aww. Okay, it's your best, not our best. You will only. Sweet. Baba sweet. Baba Martino. He calls, the wife calls him sweet. The man is sweet. So you don't tell her, you don't command. Or you can tell her, babes, I will have given you more than this. In fact, when you are saying this, I say like someone that wants to cry. I'm supposed to be saying this to only men alone. I want to shield you. See, I'm asking you, babes. I would have given you more than if I own two. It's paining me. I want to give you 300,000, but as I know what you want to buy is about 300K. But now I have just 50. Please. And you'll be in. And like, oh, whoa. 50 carry I mean. Okay, kids, I'll be 150. 250. And your career is running. I know. 300. And I, okay, ma, I can afford 295,000. And of 5,000. That's what you want, Abby. It doesn't always happen like that. Women. There's anything you give them, they will add to it. God gave them eyelashes, they added to it. God gave them nails, they added to it. God gave them hair, they... God gave them beauty, they... They are good adders and multipliers. Put your hands together for all the women in the house. Number three, boredom. Your marriage is bored. When marriages are bored, couples tend to they lost interest. Bored, to be bored of something. They lost interest. There are some homes, their marriages are like mechanical. So boring that when the man is coming, everybody will take cover. So boring that when they are seated, nobody is smiling. In fact, if you smile, it's an offense. The man is so tough and so rigid. The wife is even afraid of the husband. Nothing exciting. Ecclesiastes chapter 2 verse 24. Give us a message translation. The book of the preacher chapter 2 verse 24. Nothing is exciting. The man is old school. The wife is also old school. He said the best you can do with your life is have a good time and get by the best you can. The way I see it, that is divine faith. Divine faith. The best you can do with your life is have a good time. Please have a good time in your marriage. Make your marriage exciting. There are some homes that the man, after work, he doesn't feel like going home. The woman is coming home, she's feeling, what kind of life am I going back to? The home is not exciting. Make your home, make it in a way that when you close, you just want to rush home. It's like there is something you are missing if you don't get home on time. Your children, they are excited. Daddy's around. They are excited. Mom, not daddy trying. They say, ah, thank God, oh. Daddy don't travel. Thank God, oh, mommy don't travel. Make your home, make your marriage exciting. Women, make yourself exciting. Let your husband find something exciting about you. Put your husband in a situation where even when he looks at other women, he will still say, thank God for my wife. Women, are you hearing me this morning? When you dress, dress for your husband. I like the Igbos. The Igbo man, not concerned with dressing. He will dress his wife. He will now put his wife in front. Gawa. The husband will go the full on for back. You know the meaning? He will carry back for the woman. Thank you. You know the meaning? Thank God for my wife. My wife is beautiful. This woman is great. I just love her. He no dress well though. Just love her. I like the way she's walking. Everybody see my wife. Oh, he is proud. He's proud of his wife. Thank you, our mommy. Don't make your husband to be hiding when you are coming or when you are passing. Oh my God. When you see the way some women dress, I and even the shoe they wear or the slippers they wear when they are walking. The five fingers will be touching the ground, the front. Is this one heel, Abby? This one will move forward. And your husband is like, ah! You can't tie rapa again. You can't be like all those men where they look for employment, where you go to the outside, they read newspaper. A lady said to me, said, one thing I don't like about this man I want to marry, he doesn't know how to dress. I said, do you love him? Say yes. Are you proud of him? Yes. Take him to the boutique. Go and dress him the way you want. Dress him. You know my wardrobe manager? I've told you before. Who is my wardrobe manager? My babes. If I'm coming out, she has looked me from my head. I say, ah, wait, no day right now. He said, go and change this one. And I will be her. Go and change it. As I'm doing my, but I know I'm not too good in this. I'm trying. My elder said, I'm trying. If you monitor her, it's either she's pulling, she's arranging. You know? Sometimes she will say, I want to see you. Bring me to sit down here. Say, ah, why your tie be like this? Why? That is how women, that is what you should be doing for your husband. Husbands, that's what you should be doing for your wives. Make your marriage exciting. Women, when last did you cut the nails of your husband? At all. At all. Anytime you see that my nails are long, just know my wife has not had the time to cut it. I don't have time to cut my nails. Woman, do me, woman. She has not cut the one of my toes, and I'm waiting for her. What you call gele, you know? Gele got in. What so much? I'm going to make it soon. It is sweet. You want marry? You better prepare. Have purpose, vision. If you don't have vision, if she's cut, she will cut your skin together. It is sweet. Men, when last did your wife bath you? Fred, Lala, you can't. The best bath you can get is from your wife. I'm telling you. Your wife will bath you. The areas your hand cannot reach. Your hand go reach, the hand go reach him. If my wife bit me like this, I always feel like a baby. Timothy lost the baby, and it's the dream is always sweet. Try it. Wives, try it this evening. Wives, try it. Bath him. He will sleep off. This one, I always say, I'm tired. I can't sleep. Me or Rusu, he run. Bath him. Oma soon. When a man knows that he can get things like this from his home, he will be eager to go home. Oma lole. Oma lole. And when you know how to cook, Your husband will not be far from you. Husbands, take care of your wives. It is not only wives that cut nails, though. Okay, no man, she. Mommy, anyhow. I won't kiss you anyhow. Okay, no man, she. Help your wife to lose her hair. Help her to lose her hair. Why you allow? Bro, suffer because your owner never walk half far. Sorry. Let me see if I can take one more. Okay, this one is also a problem. Idleness. Marriage is not for lazy people. If you are lazy, your marriage cannot work. Marriage dies when it is the man alone that does everything. It will get to a point that the man will be tired. It is even worse if it is the man that is depending on the woman for livelihood. It will get to a point that the woman will be tired. And I've said it before, I don't subscribe to full-time housewife. You're a full-time housewife, go and get something doing. No matter how small, start a business. Don't wait for your husband for everything. He will soon insult you. That's the truth. He will soon shout on you or shout at you. That's the truth. There are some things that you need that you don't supposed to ask your husband. Over a pampas, over a pad. You don't. Over a yo. Yo. He shall not matches. And you're asking your husband, matches don't finish. Oh. Give me 15 naira. First Timothy chapter 5 verse 8, the Bible says, but if any provide not for his household, he is worse than what? Than an infidel. There is no legitimate work that is a disgrace. The disgrace is idleness. Don't tell me there is no job, sir. Men, don't tell me there is no job. There is 1,001 things you can do to provide for your home. There is 1,001 things you can do. Idleness is a marriage killer. You fold your leg in the house and your wife goes out in the morning, comes back with the little profit she has made in her business and she's using it to cook. And you are eating and you are not making effort to change the system. You eat and eat and you will bitch. And some of us will still insult the woman. Only one meat. Staying idle and doing nothing is a disgrace. It's a what? It's a disgrace, sir. There is no job you can't do, sir. I've told you before, I have sold rice and stew. I have worked in a construction company. I've carried pompon on my head. I have worked as a security man, though that one did not last because I couldn't cope. The night, the cold was too much, so I resigned immediately. I have worked as a house help in Bodija, number 14, Paul Hendrick Street. And then I graduated from that house, said they trained me to cook. That's why I can cook very well. I became a cook. It was a promotion. And from that, I was able to provide for my family. They will come to me there. where I was doing my, they call me chef. You know, it's a promotion, chef. Chef. And I will gather things for them. I confess, but I don't repent too. I don't repent. Sometimes I'm in charge of the poultry. If I enter the poultry like this, Timothy Muchi can come by because I didn't want them to hear the sound. Malcolm. Or it's a very long time. At he repents. At a restitution, God, at Alosibe. Bogun God, I shall also go, Ejo, Mosheba, 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 Mosheba. Let me stop here because of time. But please remember, when God is left out of your marriage, that marriage can never work. Marriage is God's doing. It is God's idea. It is God's design. God said it is not good for a man to be alone. Genesis chapter 2 verse 18. So any marriage that does not have God does not have a solution. God is the owner of marriage. So it is the God factor that brought you together. He altered marriage. And so whatever God alters, he sponsors. So if you allow him to take charge, he will bring solution to that situation. I don't know what you are going through in your marriage. Your husband offended you, offended your husband. Or some of you, or maybe you have even taken it to the extreme. You have reported him to the family members and it's not changing. You have even gone to the police station that you are tired of the way he's beating you. And it's not changing. Take it to God in prayers. And if it still does not change, go and see your pastor. If it still does not change and is beating you seriously, then ask the Holy Ghost. Anything the Holy Ghost says you should do, you are waiting for me to say pack. Abi, we need some pack. It's not from my mouth you will hear pack. Rise up on your feet. Can you hold somebody's hand as we pray for marriages in Lighthouse? Hold somebody's hand as we pray. Lift up your voice and say, for every marriage in Lighthouse, let there be peace. Lift up your voice and pray. Let the peace of God reign. Father, you altered marriage. Father, sponsor those marriages. Let there be solution to every troubled home. Are you praying? I'm not hearing your voice. Let there be solution to every troubled home. In the name of Jesus Christ, every home that is troubled, every home that has one issue on the other, Father, bring solution. Let there be peace. Let there be resolution. In the name of Jesus Christ, let the love of God be spread abroad in the lives of these families, in their homes, in their homes, in the name of Jesus. Can somebody pray? Let's come against every plan of the enemy for marriages in Lighthouse. Let's come against every counsel of the wicked, every counsel of the ungodly. Whatever is out to kill marriages in Lighthouse, we say no, we rebuke you, we forbid you in the name of Jesus Christ. We forbid you, we rebuke you in the name of Jesus Christ. Let's pray that marriages in Lighthouse will thrive, marriages in Lighthouse will succeed, marriages in Lighthouse will last to their lifetime, marriages in Lighthouse will make progress, marriages in Lighthouse will find fulfillment in the name of Jesus. Our children will find fulfillment, our business will find fulfillment, our work will find fulfillment, our desires will find fulfillment in the name of Jesus Christ. Father, we thank you. Blessed be your holy name. In Jesus' precious name we have prayed. To every marriage in Lighthouse, we declare the peace of God. We declare the peace of God. The peace of God reigns in the name of Jesus. Marriages in Lighthouse, receive grace to succeed. Receive grace to make progress. Receive grace to be great. Receive grace for provision in the name of Jesus Christ. Whatever is out to kill your marriage, we rebuke them today. We rebuke them today. Your marriage will live. Your marriage will last. Your marriage will be sweet in the name of Jesus. Somebody shout a louder amen. So shall it be. In Jesus' precious name we have prayed. Amen. Hallelujah.
You have just listened to the Word of His Grace through God's choice servant. We believe in the ability of the Word to transform, renew, and change your life for the better as you embrace and do the Word of God. Join God's choice servant in life-changing services at the Light Cathedral, Airport Bus Stop, Samunda UA Road, Ibadan. Every Sunday service, 7:30 a.m. Lighthouse International Christian Center, where grace lived. God bless you. Real good.